Welcome to 15 Minute Max. Thank you for watching my thank you for listening to my last episode. If you haven't seen it, I highly suggest it. And thank you for listening to this one. You can also be, when you find this, it's just wait a little sooner and you're gonna see something else come up. We're gonna have a new series. And we're not going to get too far into it, but it's going to be two people, one including me, talking about it. Today we will be doing the top five Marvel movies. Number five, I want to give to Captain America 2. Captain America 2, because it was way too intense for my liking, but it did offer very cool things. It's not a bad movie. But it's kind of in the middle. It's not a bad movie, but in my retrospect, not as much as you would expect of the other ones.
Did you see Captain America 1?
Yeah.
Is that going to be on your list?
No.
Captain America 1 is not on your list?
Yeah, no, it's not.
Whoa, the Red Skull, the origin of Captain America, nowhere on your list.
Yes, because every time you see a Marvel film, like an Avengers thing, you're always... You see that storyline, and it's a good storyline, but Marvel needs to kind of get out of that habit of every first Captain America movie with Captain America in it when they find him out of the ice. I'd like it if I like it if they kind of change his storyline up a bit.
So you're saying you didn't like the origin story. You already knew the origin. You wanted to move on from there.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. What'd you think of the Falcon?
I thought that Falcon and Black Widow were a good part of the movie. And there's only one thing I didn't really like. If I'm thinking of the correct movie, I'm pretty sure I am, that S.H.I.E.L.D., if I'm thinking of the right movie, S.H.I.E.L.D. would kind of, in a way, get shut down in a way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If I'm talking about the right movie, in a way, get shut down. So that's another reason why I really didn't like it, because S.H.I.E.L.D. was one of my favorite corporations, one of the only corporations.
What about Evil Inc.? That's a corporation.
Is it from Marvel Comics?
All right, fair enough. Nick Fury has that scene where they're shooting him up in the car, and he's trying to get away, and his car has all these gadgets. What'd you think of that?
I thought that he was good with an undercover call.
He was good with an undercover car. All right. Yeah. Number four.
Number four, I want to give to Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2?
Iron Man 2. Iron Man 2, because it was a great story. Number four is that place where, like my last one, and I just can't find another place. I like for the Dark World battle, the Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy battle, in it. And Iron Man 2 had great scenes, great parts of it, and just all out greatness in the movie, but I have to put it at number four.
Number four, Iron Man 2.
Yep.
Okay, now is Iron Man 1 in this movie anywhere?
No.
Oh, boy. So you're saying Iron Man 2 was better than Iron Man 1?
Yep.
Wow. All right.
Well, you know why I'm saying that?
Why?
Because I haven't seen the whole movie.
Well, then you can't judge.
Yeah. So since I haven't seen it again, and I'm going to make an updated version.
Okay, you'll make an updated version once you've seen that movie. So.
And double movies, like the new Ultron movie.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Number three.
Full the Dark World.
Another sequel. You've got three sequels in a row. Captain America 2, Iron Man 2, Thor 2. Now, wait a minute. Thor Part 1 was a great movie. You've got Loki having everybody kneel down before him.
Correct.
Oh, no, that was the Avengers.
Correct. That's a good part of it. But it helped me. It helped get me known with a lot of characters. Not a lot of characters, but one character.
Who?
I forget his name.
Oh, the Dark Elf.
Yeah.
Malekith.
Yeah, Malekith.
What'd you think about the shoe that kept falling through that that whole gag? What'd you think of that?
I thought it was hilarious.
You liked
Remember when? And probably the hilarious part was when they put a call key, then it worked.
Yeah, that was good. Who was the best character in that who was not wearing a cape?
Who was the best character that was not wearing a cape?
Yeah, who was the best non-superhero character in that movie?
Oh, that's a great question. Probably my favorite is the gang of people who... The gang that helped Thor, do it, like, just all of them. There's not really one person, all those three if I count correctly.
I liked Thor's girlfriend's friend.
Yeah.
The girl who kept wanting to throw the shoe.
Yep, and if
the
I...
The one who called Mjolnir Meow Meow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I might be thinking of the wrong movie, but wasn't there an old man in it? I thought he was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
He wasn't old. He might have been like, I don't know, 45 years old, 50?
Mm-hmm, but that's at least what it looked to me.
How old am I?
45.
So he was a young guy if he was that old, right?
Maybe.
Number two.
The Avengers!
Wait a minute. That means that you're going to put Guardians of the Galaxy number one. Avengers at number two? Now that scene, you did have Loki having everybody kneel down in front of him. You had the Avengers assembling for the first time. Two?
Yeah.
Funny, Avengers was a funnier movie than Guardians of the Galaxy Part 1.
Correct, but Guardians of the Galaxy, I think, had better, was a lot more action, even though they all signed... I'm not going to get too much into this, because I already said it in my last video, but there was a lot of action, but there was more action in it, and even though they signed, and even though they kind of got together with S.H.I.E.L.D. about it, they still took a while kind of getting to it. And there was a lot more curses in it. And I just liked the other one better.
Wow. All right. So we've got a little bit of time in your 15 minutes. I'm going to throw something that you're probably not ready for.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You ready for this?
The Guardians of the Galaxy.
What about the Guardians? Oh, okay. What's number one?
Number one is Guardians of the Galaxy.
And you feel better now that you said it?
Yep, and same with the Avengers. I'm not going to get too much into this. That's because I said last one. Again, please check it out if you haven't. And...
So if you're not going to say anything about it, can we move on to the next topic?
Well, I have one thing to say.
What?
That there is a lot of parts Well, there's a lot of sarcasm in it, and the only thing that really I'm not gonna say out rivals it, but better. The only thing that is better than it is the only thing that's better about it is they had a lot less curses, and there was a lot more fighting and battle stuff.
All right. So number one movie, Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, I'm going to throw you a curveball, because we didn't talk about this. You ready?
Yeah.
Top Stan Lee cameo of all time. What's the best Stan Lee cameo?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy? What, were you just the old guy that was with the young woman?
It was hilarious.
What was funny about that?
How immature I am.
How immature you are?
Yeah. How immature it is for me to get that joke.
What was the joke?
There was none.
Oh, there was none?
Yeah, I just liked it and kind of like how Rocket Raccoon kind of introduced Stanley. He doesn't say his name, but like, look at that old guy. Look at him.
Yeah. And what was he doing?
He was with a young... He was with a young girl. Well, not a girl, but like a young...
You don't know how you can put this?
Yeah.
Well, just say it. If it's not good, we'll edit it out.
I don't know really how I can put this.
Well, how do you think you should put it?
I have no clue.
You want to try? I can always edit it out if it's no good.
I know, just I don't want to say it.
Say what? What is it that you're so scared to say?
What? I just don't want to say it.
Say what?
Say it.
Okay.
But there's one thing that I will say.
Oh, what is that?
That the person that Stan Lee with kind, if I remember correctly, kind of looked like the Foe's girlfriend in the Dark World, if I am correct.
Don't remember that. She looked a lot like Natalie Portman, but she might have looked a little like her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's your top Stan Lee cameo. Yep. Even better than when Stan Lee was in the truck in Thor, and they were trying to move the hammer, and it pulls the flatbed off his truck, and he turns around the camera and says, "Did I move it?" That, even better than that?
Yep.
That was such a funny scene.
But that doesn't make any sense. How does he know about the hammer? I mean, he probably knows about the hammer, but
how does he know about the hammer? Everybody in town, they lived out in the desert. They got nothing going on. Did you see the size of that town? They have no entertainment.
I know.
A hammer falls out there. It's a big deal.
I know, but
they would have made an equal big deal over a screwdriver falling out of somebody's pocket.
Yes, but it's really... How would they know that they were trying to... How would Stanley just come out of nowhere knowing that they were going to do it?
Have you never seen a Marvel movie? Stan Lee comes out of nowhere all the time. All of a sudden, you turn around. There's Stan Lee.
Yeah, I just like the cameo from Guardians of the Galaxy battle.
All right. I think you're just hyped on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Correct.
All right, well, we're at the 14-minute and 40-second mark. What do you want to say to close up your show?
I want to say thank you all for listening. Please tune in next time, which there is going to be an equal
next. What makes you think there's going to be a next time?
Because I know it.
This is enough. Two's enough.
Please tune in next time. Aim for 15-minute max. And I will be going.